In many respects, security has always been an issue for college administrators. Many things can happen to a student while he or she is away at school, things that have nothing to do with war or terrorism, and which could just as easily happen here in the United States as they could abroad. But the cultural and language differences students have to deal with when they study in a foreign country do raise unique security issues. And Margaret Riley, Assistant Dean of Duke University's Study Abroad program, says the anger some people are feeling toward America and its policies has also become a source of concern.
We reminded students of what they should be doing in situations like this, and that's keeping a low profile, avoiding demonstrations, not going to places where Americans hang out, like Hard Rock Cafes or the embassy or things like that.
Duke's not alone in issuing these warnings. Administrators at many schools are advising students to keep a low profile while abroad, and some officials are even thinking of canceling summer programs in the Middle East. Michigan State University, for example, has 3 students signed up for internships in Turkey this summer, but the director of the school's study abroad program told a local television station those internships may be canceled or postponed, depending upon what happens in neighboring Iraq. Still, college administrators say students are interested in studying abroad now more than ever. And according to Mark Lusk, Associate Provost for International Affairs at the University of Georgia, these students aren't necessarily interested in maintaining a low profile.
The number of American students studying abroad today is greater than the number of students studying abroad prior to 9/11. That's because I attribute this to an increased interest in international affairs and a willingness on the part of students to go out and represent the United States.
Mark Lusk says his staff monitors the U.S. State Department's website daily and makes sure students know about any relevant travel advisories posted there. He also says the University of Georgia has an emergency fund students and their faculty advisors can draw on should they need to get out of a country on a moment's notice. But Americans studying abroad aren't the only students who could be affected by the war in Iraq and the ongoing campaign against terrorism. Effie Kern is director of the University of Montana's Foreign Students and Scholars Office. She says the U.S. invasion of Iraq coincided with plans by many foreign students at American universities to leave the country.
My concern is that they're taking off for spring break, so they're going to be spreading all over. So I needed to make them aware that they should be vigilant and conscious and careful and have all their documents with them. And expect to, you know, if they're crossing borders like in Mexico or Canada, expect some delays. And to also help them, you know what their rights are.
Ms. Kern says most of the foreign students she works with know that increased security measures mean they could encounter some problems when trying to re-enter the United States, but that hasn't kept them from traveling to Canada and Mexico for spring break. Ms. Kern also says worldwide protests against the war in Iraq do not seem to have had a negative impact on the number of foreign students looking to study in the United States next year. I'm Maura Farrell.